Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that you cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth. It is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates. Today is absolutely no exception. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Supposed to make shift colors. Okay, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here real quick. Again, it's Justina Pelletier. I'm not going to leave this girl alone. There's new information coming out fast and furious, pardon the pun, by the moment. Again, I spent all day yesterday trying to gather as much information as I can. I was talking to everybody. Come to find out, I was trying to organize a demonstration down there. Well, evidently there has been some demonstrations already. Not quite as many people that you would expect should be down there. I do have on here. There is another one. I'll give the demonstration. I'll give that information out in a minute. But what I find, just absolutely pitifully disgusting. I just find it horrid. I can't believe this. I'm beside myself. We can't seem to muster up people to go down there and demonstrate and protest for a 14-year-old girl who was illegally kidnapped. And this is a kidnapping. This is a crime. We can't get people to go down there and demand her release because the government I guess you can call it the government. Everything is connected now. Everybody's involved in the government now. Hospitals are part of government. Law enforcement part of government. Everything is government now. But why we can't find people to go down there and demand this girl's immediate unconditional release that she deserves, that she was granted by the judge at the beginning. But we can bring people down on closed government land and protest the government for not making illegal aliens automatic citizens, which they don't deserve as far as I'm concerned. When you come over to a country, you break their laws, you illegally enter their country, and then protest that government for not giving you citizenship? No, you want citizenship in this country. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to, one, you're going to have to respect our laws. You're going to have to respect our people. You're going to have to respect our way of life. You don't have to live our way of life, but you have to respect our way of life. We do not change our way of life for you. Period. Anybody. Terrorists. I'm sick and tired of we have to give up all these rights and liberties and freedoms for a goddamn terrorist? No, 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 no. We got to pat down little babies, but we can't pat down a woman walking in with a burqa looking like a little black ghost. We can't pat down these kids that are anywhere from 20 to 35 sweating profusely. God only knows what they got strapped on them. But we can pat down old ladies and babies, giving them full cavity searches. But why there aren't more people down there, I swear to God, I just don't understand it. But there, in the meantime, there is a protest, it looks like, at the Wayside facility in Framingham. I talked to a guy who was at one that was at the courthouse, and he said there wasn't very many people there. Why? How is this not important? This is one of our sisters here. She's down. She's dying. She's in trouble. She needs our help. But we're more concerned with abortions and illegal aliens. This is one of our sisters that's dying, put in a room, and just left for dead, literally. I'm not making that up. That's not an exaggeration. Getting no medical attention. Nothing. Now she's in a wheelchair. She can barely speak. But it's more important to protest for abortions, which you already have that. It's federal law, remember? And illegal aliens, oh, that's something to protest. This girl's dying. And if you think for one second this cannot or will not happen to you or someone in your family, keep thinking that. And then when it does, then you're going to be crying to me, help me, help me, help me. Why? This girl? Huh? Where were you? Where were you when this girl needed your help? Oh, that's right. Kim Kardashian was on. You couldn't turn the television off. She's more important. I understand. I get it. But if you can make it down to Framingham, it looks like there's other people starting to spark up more and more protests. I don't know their laws, which I find ridiculous that you have to get a permit to protest the government. Again, I know I'm holding this document in my hand. I know, it's a constitution, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just words. Here, let me read it just to make sure. Maybe I missed something. So we're going to go back. You know how we are on this program. If we got to do something twice to make sure that it's right, then okay, fine, we're going to do it. Congress shall make no law, establishment of religion. That is not separation of church and state, liberals. Learn it. Separation of church and state is in the Freemason Constitution, not the United States Constitution. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, which I don't know what the hell that is anymore. What the hell is that? What is freedom of speech? Or the press. Oh, what is that? Freedom of the press? Well, of course you have all the freedom of the press as long as it's, you know, it's government pre-approved. Yeah, then you got all the freedom in the world to write whatever the hell you want, say whatever the hell you want, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It doesn't say anything that you need a permit. Why would you need a permit? You're protesting your government for doing something illegal. And you need a permit. That I find, I know it goes with the Second Amendment, the shall not be infringed. Those are just words. Come on. Don't take everything so literally. Well, I do. I take that Constitution literally. Period. But if you can make it down to Framingham, Massachusetts, every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., it's going to be starting this Sunday. That's April 13th. There will be a Facebook event there. If you can go on one of the sites and click in, or just show up. That's the show up. Now, I got some new information. I'm going to try to get down to one of these Sundays. I don't drive. I got in a bad car accident. I can't drive a car anymore. But I do have equipment. I'm trying to work out a way where I can get down there and do an actual live broadcast, not only by this radio station, but live streaming on YouTube. I've got the camera equipment. I can get it done. If I can get down there, that's a little tricky. The guy who's got the truck and all of that, sometimes, you know, he may not be able to get out. But I'm still working on that. But I'm in contact with a reporter from humanevents.com, Raquel Oike. You know, you've heard me talk about her. Well, she's going to try to make it on the program. She wants to come on the program. She asked me last night. She can come on the program. But absolutely, yes. Come on here. She's got new information. So if she can make it on today, fine. If she can't, maybe sometime tomorrow or next week. But it looks like last night she emailed me, it was kind of late, that they're thinking about moving her back to Connecticut to be treated at Tufts, where she was originally at. That would be nice. This girl needs medical attention. Not for nothing. But you don't leave anybody. I don't care how old you are. You don't leave anybody in a psych ward and then put them in a room just left to die. Now, if these tests are these accusations are true, that they're using children as lab rats, I mean, I find that just absolutely – again, Mr. O'Reilly, you still believe that Nazism can never make it to America? Nazism is in America. Hello? Wake up. But Representative Stockman of Texas is supporting a bill now to get her home. Why should we even have to do this? This is what I find just absolutely insane. The judge says parents get the kids. So the hospital says, no, we don't have to do that, which makes them actually in contempt. But did they get put in contempt? No. This hospital tried to get the family put in contempt because they dared to go on Fox News and talk about their daughter. And if they hadn't have gone on Fox News, nobody would even know this girl exists. Nobody. Nobody would even know. If these parents and this family were to just simply lay down and accept whatever the government tells them to do, nobody would even know this. You believe that? Nobody would even know that this little girl even exists. Then she would have died. Nobody would have heard nothing about it. That's sick, man. That is twisted. Kids have died in the custody of Boston Children's Hospital, who's supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the country, if not the world. And 144 files have now just gone missing. Now, I don't know if that's children gone missing or just the files have gone missing so that nobody can prove that they were conducting these tests. What tests? Why would you do that? Human beings are not lab rats, period. Human beings are not lab rats, especially teenagers, for crying out loud. So this reporter, it looks like she's going to be interviewing Mr. Stockman, and she's going to get the story out as soon as possible. She's probably working on it right now. She's trying to get in touch with the governor, which we got a story on this ridiculous governor there. I mean, what a just a panty waste. These people are pathetic. Nobody wants to do anything until it happens to them. Well, I don't like to do that. I like to do something before it happens to me because I don't want it happening to me. I don't want it happening to my neighbor. I don't want it happening to my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, cousins. I don't want it happening to anybody. If it happens to your neighbor, let me tell you, it can happen to you. And, of course, the governor's given given the runaround. Of course he is. Why? They're politicians. They don't have to be straightforward. There's no accountability in politics. Accountability in politics? Transparency in politics? No, we can't have that because then we might be exposed for something that we've been doing wrong. Then we won't win another election. We might have to go to jail. We can't have that. So we'll go out and we'll tell the American people how transparent and accountable we are, but we won't actually do it. All right, let's get into this governor here, this Governor Patrick. I'd like to know what the hell's happening with this country. I don't even recognize this country anymore. I miss this country. Something happened, and it happened too quick. And when all of a sudden we woke up, boom, Obama's president, and this country is not the United States of America. It happened like overnight. Boom. Well, what happened was we were sleeping. After I am still convinced that after Reagan, once we got Reagan, hey, we had Joe Conservative in the office. We didn't need to worry about anything. We have a constitution. We're free. Why do we gotta worry about this stuff? Why do we gotta pay attention to our government? We got a constitution. Why do we have to pay attention? They're supposed to follow it. And we're supposed to expect that they're following it. But that's not reality. You know it, and I know it. Everybody knows it. But what do we do about it? Well, we keep voting the same people into office over and over and over and over again. And then we bitch, piss, and moan. Well, if you want to bitch, piss, and moan, go into the mirror and look at it. That's who you bitch, piss, and moan to. I'm still a little bit mad at myself. Maybe if I would have went out in 2008, I know I tried everything I could to talk to people. And I, again, being in the theater, let me tell you something, there's a lot of liberals, but there's a lot of conservatives in theater, too. Not near as many as liberals, but there are conservatives in the theater. Not every artist, blind, obotic liberal. And yes, I said obotic, as in Obama. So the state reps, Mr. Mark Lombardo and Jim Lyons, keep fighting for the good fight on behalf of Justina Pelletier. And they're taking on the battle where it belongs, to the governor's office. First of all, this is what pisses me off. First of all, that governor, where the hell's he been? He doesn't, why would the governor have to have somebody tell him about this? Why didn't he know about this beforehand? And as soon as he found out about it, why didn't he do something about this? Why didn't he investigate it? I guess he was too busy making deals with people, trying to work on his new campaign so he can get reelected. But the Patrick administration's response is that it's all out of our hands, nothing I can do. Oh, it's not my fault. I mean, I can't do anything. I'm just a governor. I'm just the head of the state. I don't have any power. I can't do anything. My hands are tied. And in April Fool's Day, 2014, letter to the House Republican Caucus, Governor Patrick stated that the DCF, which is the Department of Children, Families, blah, 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 does not have the authority to determine when and if custody should be returned to Justina's parents. That authority is held solely by the court. Well, the court already made the decision. Maybe if you did a little homework, you would have known that. But he didn't. The hospital didn't follow the court's orders, which makes them in contempt. And why the judge allowed this hospital to disobey his orders and then give the hospital custody, how does this happen? This is what I don't get. There's a lot of stuff missing here. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle. Who's working for who? Who's benefiting here? Who's helping who? Who's who is protecting who? This is what I'd like to know. This is all about protection. Everybody's protecting everybody. It's a big vicious circle. So if one person gets caught, then they're all going to go down. And that's what's happening here. Everybody's protecting everybody. But nobody's protecting their child, the victim. That's pathetic. But according to Judge Johnson's ruling in the Justina Pelletier case, the reason she was taken into custody in the first place was because at the outset, the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families filed a report of neglect. Neglect. I guess sitting in a room all by herself with no medical attention, that's not neglect. But trying to get a second opinion because you didn't believe in that opinion and you wanted to get medical attention for your daughter, that's neglect. Doing everything you can to give your daughter as much medical attention as you can afford and you can find, that's neglect. But throwing her in a room with no medical attention and leaving her there to die by herself, that's not neglect. Huh. Okay. That makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, sure. What did these parents do? What the hell did these parents actually do that led this hospital to believe that there was neglect? There is no evidence, and nobody's been able so far to prove, to show any evidence, to show any probable cause, to show anything. This resident, that's what I'd like to know. How the hell can a resident, 7 months out of medical school, how can this resident... How was this resident able to make executive decisions like this in the first frickin' place? I thought doctors had to be, like, going to residence for at least, like, a year before, you know, they could really become a real doctor. 7 months out of medical school. 7 months out of medical school. And he's making executive decisions on who gets to live and who gets to die. And who's in contempt? I mean, Governor Patrick, could you wake up, please? I mean, why can't this governor do anything? Why would he even say that it's out of my hands? He's the governor. It is in his hands. The governor can do anything that he wants. He's got a pen just like Obama. I'm sure he's got a phone, too. Why don't you use a son of a bitches? You got a pen? You got a phone? Do something. My God, at least have a conversation with these people, Governor. You can't sit the judge down. You can't sit the DCF in Massachusetts and Connecticut down and have a conversation. But this is a human life we're talking about. A 14-year-old girl who's now 15. This is a real human being, flesh and blood. She's one of our sisters. Why? I don't know how people can sleep at night. I don't understand how you can actually go to sleep at night. And I'm sure he eats well too. He probably always been, you know, his meals are catered. He's got a cook there in the governor's mansion, a chef. Eats well. I'm sure he gets all the medical attention that he needs, and I'm sure his family does too. Maybe, Governor, maybe once you do something, why don't you find out what's really happening in these hospitals? Are they really using children as lab rats? How come we don't have any law enforcement agencies investigating that? Oh, that's right. They're too busy stealing cattle. We got a story on that today. Wait till we get to that. Good God Almighty. I mean, this is overkill what the government's doing. Look, I know it's cattle. It's cattle. Been on the land for, what, 150 years or so? And now all of a sudden, nope, can't have it. This is the EPA. This is what they're doing. Every government agency is, again, trickle-down tyranny. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. And we do know that grazing and livestock and irrigation and farming, well, this is not sustainable. This Agenda 21 is real, and it's coming. And those death panels, I'm sorry, but Sarah Palin was right, Mr. Obama. Death panels do exist. This is one of them right here. This stuff needs to happen to these people. That's the only way these people are going to learn if it happens to them. You really think the president's daughter would be stuck in a room all by herself, left to die, and the hospital will only allow the president to go visit his daughter maybe once a week for an hour, heavily supervised? Do you really think something like that would ever happen? Really? It would? Oh, okay. It wouldn't. And that's what's sick. It's okay for the subjects, but it's not okay for royalty. But we don't have royalty in this country, and we don't have subjects. We have a president, and we have citizens. We are people.
Oh, my God.
All right, we've got a lot to cover here today. So if you can make it down to Framingham, Massachusetts, it looks like here's one. It's going to be at the Wayside. Let me see if I can get this address here. I know I got it down here somewhere. Here we are. The Wayside Youth and Family Support Network in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's on 1 Frederick Abbott Way in Framingham. Their telephone number, 508-879-9800. You can follow them on Twitter or you can go on Facebook. Type in Miracle for Justina and it'll pop up. There's a lot of sites for Justina now. A lot of people sent me a lot of different stuff yesterday. My email was buzzing, boy. Matter of fact, I'm right in the middle of doing a whole lot of work last night. I'm getting emails. I'm emailing people. I'm writing. I'm on every damn website, I think, that is a website. And I melted my keyboard down. It broke. So now I had to go racing down to Radio Shack to pick up another one. It's nice. It's all right. It works. But I blew my keyboard up yesterday. It was smoking. I don't know what the hell I was doing. But I got a new keyboard, and I was back in business. So if you can make it down there, it looks like here's one on every Sunday. If you want to start your own, go down there. You have to let these people know. This is our sister. Unlike the government, we don't just allow our brothers, our sisters. When they go down, we pick them up. This isn't Benghazi. We don't have to let these people die on their own. This is America. We pick each other up. And if you can't pick up your brother when he falls down, well, then someday you're gonna need that brother to pick you up. But because you didn't pick him up, he's not alive now to pick you up when you fall. So think about that. Think about that the next time you see one of your brothers or sisters fall. And if you don't help them, that person right there, that brother, that sister, could be the very person who could be there, the only person there that could be able to pick you up when you fall. But because you didn't pick them up, they're no longer around. They're dead. They can't pick you up. So what happens to you? Well, now you die. Think about that. We're one big family. Every size, every shape, every color, every religion. Pretty ones, ugly ones, fat ones, skinny ones. Even ones with chicken pox. Remember that commercial? I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that was a long... I know it was on the West Coast. Maybe it wasn't on the East Coast. I don't know. But it was a long... It was a commercial. I can't even remember what it was about. Could have been a hot dog commercial or something anyway. Let's stop digressing and keep focused, huh, Captain? Come on. But if you can make it down there every Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Wayside facility in Framingham, get down there. make some noise, make some signs. Let these people know that you are supporting this young girl, and she deserves to go back home. Now, if this is true, the email that I got yesterday from Miss Oike, the reporter from humanevents.com, it looks like they're trying to move her back to Connecticut. Hopefully she can get treated. Well, what concerns me is because she was left alone with no medical attention for a year and a half, if she starts getting treatment again, is it too late? Will the treatment even work? First of all, why would you do that to anybody if not give them any kind of treatment? Even if you do believe that they're mentally ill. Don't mentally ill patients get treatment? They get drugs. Don't they get treatment? One flew over the cuckoo's nest, for Christ's sakes. Those people got treatment. They got pills. They got drugs. But this 14-year-old girl can't get nothing? See, I think what it is, especially those 144 files that have been missing, I think what it is they're missing on purpose because they were doing things to these kids and they don't want to get caught. And maybe that's why this is happening. Maybe the girl was just left there to die because the hospital didn't want her to live, because if she was to make it out, she might be able to tell the world what they actually did to her. I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff, man. Mr. O'Reilly, yeah, Nazis do exist in the United States of America. And this is what the Nazis did. Nazism is tyranny, period. You can label it any damn stupid word you want to. But it's still the same thing. You don't think Nazis did this to their kids? Yeah, they did. They did. It wasn't just Jews and Russians and anybody else. They did it to their own people, too. Believe it or not, they did. And I'm German. I got nothing but blonde hair, blue-eyed kraut, nothing but pure Aryan blood running through my veins. My family came over from White Russia. Have you seen Fiddler on the Roof? You know where they're all leaving at the end? Okay, that was my family. And we were there with, it was a German Jewish, you know, community. So there's lots of foods that my family grew up and I grew up eating that were very similar to a lot of different kinds of Jewish food. We shared the same kind of recipes. We're in the same place. Well, they left too. My neighbors were German. They lived in Germany. They escaped because they were put in a concentration camp. They had to escape, and they did. How they did it, I don't know, but they did, and they were German. Because why? They dared to stand up to Hitler's regime and the Nazis. Well, that's what we need in this country. We need people to stand up to America's Nazis. We don't have to be afraid of these people. This is our country, not theirs. This is our country. This government is ours. It's not the government's government. It's our government. By the people, for the people. I guess that doesn't ring anymore. I guess that's an antiquated statement. I mean, that's, come on. Get in with the times. You're just too old-fashioned, you old fuddy-duddy. That's right, I am a fuddy-duddy. And I don't give a damn. And I'm going to stay a fuddy-duddy. All right, we got to get moving here. If you can make it down, get down there. Every Sunday, go down there and rabble-rouse. Let these people know who you are, who Justina is, who America is, what America is, and why America is, Freedom. That's what it is. Freedom. Speaking of freedom, I've got to take a quick break here. And I'm going to play the national anthem here right now. If this is the cut that I think it is, this is a young blind girl. I think she's like 12, and has got a set of lungs on her from hell. I don't know how this little girl can sing the way she can sing, but she doesn't. And I love the Star Spangled Banner, and I like being a patriot, and I'm not about to change for anybody. So we'll be back here in a few minutes. We'll open up my treasure chest and see what we can find. Absolutely. I love this. I know the sound quality is not as good as it should be. She sang this at a high school basketball game or something. And this was videotaped. It's been on YouTube. I know you've heard it before because I played it on here before. But I just had to play that. I just had to play the Star Spangled Banner. And it's okay to play the Star Spangled Banner. They haven't taken that away yet. It's only a matter of time. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. We got a lot of stuff to cover. And I never shut up, so let's open this up and see what kind of booty we can find. Oh, my Lord, in sweet blue heaven. Eric Holder now has vast amount of discretion in enforcing federal laws. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Obama's got a magic pen. He can rewrite the laws. And Eric Holder, he can enforce whatever laws he wants to enforce. Well, okay, so then I guess I can break whatever law I want to break. And I mean, if the president can do it and the attorney general can do it, why can't I do it, right? How come I don't have discretion? How come you don't have discretion? Why is it only the president and the attorney general? And people wonder, I mean, Mr. Gowdy, you know I love you. But again, can't you see that this is the time for impeachment? This is screw going to the courts. Look, in a perfect vacuum, fine. We'll take him to court, but this isn't a perfect vacuum. You know it as well as I do, Mr. Gowdy. You know it as well as I do. That's not the reality. You take this president to court, it's just going to sit there in the courts collecting dust right next to Eric Holder's contempt charge. Which, where has that gone? Which, we got an audio clip today on that. You're not going to believe the effrontery of this man. The audacity. The sheer arrogance of this man. And we are allowing it to continue. But yeah, we want to take it to court. We want to have another hearing. We'll get another subcommittee. We're done. I'm done with committees. I'm done with subcommittees, committees, hearings, going to court. I'm done with all of this crap. I'm done with it. We have to set an example. We have to set a precedent. We have too many violations, too many criminal violations, too many constitutional violations, too many overreach of the government. It's time for impeachment, Mr. Gowdy. That's the only thing that I disagree with you on. And yeah, you should be the Speaker of the House. But again, you need to understand, Republicans in office, the reason why we're upset with you people is because you tell us one thing and then do something else, and we can't have that anymore. We're fed up. We're frustrated. And we're not taking it anymore. Nobody gets a free pass anymore, including you, Mr. ISO. You broke my heart. You did. You stabbed me in the back. You don't get a free pass for that. I don't care what excuse you're going to give me. I don't want to hear it. Your actions says enough. Your actions say that you don't care. You're more concerned with you than you are with the American people, which means you're out. Getting back with Eric Holder, we got a twofer with this guy today. He wants smart gun technology. Can you believe this crap? He wants to have a tracking device where you wear if you've got a firearm, you have to wear this tracking device on your wrist that only person that can use this gun is going to be you. They've got new technology out there. So the only person who can use the gun is you. The gun will not fire unless you have it on them. They can track you and find out where you are at every given moment. They can tell if that gun was fired or not. This is what they want. This is what they want to implement. So you still believe, Mr. O'Reilly, Nazism is in America? Really? Okay. Now here's this story again that we were talking about earlier. Feds move in. We talked about this yesterday, that Nevada rancher. Well, now, yesterday, they came out with heavy artillery. They had helicopters, over 200 armed guards with machine guns to take the cattle, and they took the cattle so they can save this turtle. Well, if this turtle was, I mean, they've been on this fight for over 20 years. So if this turtle was really that endangered, why didn't they do something 20 years ago? You see what I mean? So it's not about the turtle. It's simply about power. It's about control. It's about tyranny. It has nothing to do with that stupid turtle. Because if that turtle really was that endangered, something really would have been done over 20 years ago. Look, I'm one of these people. I don't want to see animals just indiscriminately go extinct. I don't know any human being that wants to go out there and purposely extinct any kind of animal. But in order to save an animal, you can't kill another animal. You can't punish another animal to save another animal. You can't do that. There's ways to save the animal. There's ways to keep the cattle on the land. There's ways to do it. You can do it. But they won't do it. There's ways to save that stupid smelt in California so these farmers can irrigate their crops so they can grow food so you people can eat. But they won't do that. The EPA doesn't want to do that. Well, where do they get their food from? I guess they got special government food that they eat. What I don't understand is why anybody would even want to have that in their heads to think that this is a good idea. How do you get to that level? I don't understand it. I don't know how to get down to that level. But here we are. Oh, God. John Boehner, oh, my Lord, he's crying now at a Taco Bell event. Oh, God, this baby. You know, enough with the tears, Mr. Boehner. You make me cry, Mr. Boehner. Obama's aunt, you remember her? Aunt Zatuni? Well, she was illegally in the country for years. Well, it looks like she passed away at 61. I guess that was yesterday. She was the half-sister of Obama's late father, who moved from Kenya to the United States in 2000. She was denied asylum by immigration judge in 2004. She should have been deported right then. Was she? No. She remained in Boston under public housing, so she was getting welfare. An illegal immigrant getting welfare. But she was finally granted her asylum in 2010. Gee, I don't think the president had anything to do with that. No, he wouldn't have anything to do with that. No. President can't use nepotism. She was granted her asylum in 2010 by a judge who said she could be in danger if she returned to Kenya because of her relationship with the President Obama. Now, how could her life be in danger? How? Where's the connection with that? I don't get it. I don't get how her life could be in danger. Whatever. I'm not going to sit here and urinate all over this woman's grave. I didn't know her, and I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's right. But what I don't understand is if you were denied asylum in 2004, if someone is denied asylum, why aren't they then taken into custody? I guess because she's not a 14-year-old girl suffering from a disease that nobody knows what it is. So they can't take her into custody. She's mooching off the Massachusetts taxpayers. So she can't be taken into custody. I still don't get how she could possibly be a threat or her life be in danger because of the president. She moves back to Kenya. Doesn't Obama's half-brother still live in Kenya? His life doesn't seem to be in danger. Whatever. Now we got another story. I don't know if we're going to be able to get into this story today, but if we don't, we'll definitely get into it tomorrow. It's about Medicare, the doctors, the politicians, what's going on. You know that Menendez in New Jersey? This guy's a creep. He's out there having sex with underage prostitutes, and he gets reelected. And, of course, because he's a Democrat, well, we can't prosecute. Because Eric Holder, he's got discretion of the law. He knows the law better than anybody else. And he's got a what do they call that? Vast amount of discretion of who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. I thought the law did that. Isn't that what the law is supposed to be? Doesn't the law itself, the written law that's in these books, doesn't that have the vast amount of discretion? Well, I thought. Maybe it doesn't. So let's get into this story here now. Let's find out what the hell this is really all about. Attorney General. I hate calling him an Attorney General. We're going to call him civilian. Subject. Let's make him a subject. He's made us a subject, so let's turn it around, and I'm going to retype this in here. Let's type him in here now. Subject. Subject, Eric Holder, maintained Tuesday, which was yesterday, and I've got this clip. You're going to want to listen to this. The arrogance of this man, the effrontery, the absolute just pure arrogance of this man, and he can get away with it. Again, Mr. Gowdy, do you see what's happening? Do you understand that that stupid court case is going to do nothing? And where is it? I know you wanted to have it, but where is it? And even if you do get the okay to take this man to court, it's just going to sit in the courts. It's not going to go anywhere. Congress has the power to impeach, and they must execute that power. This is not a blue-stained dress scandal. This is a real scandal, what's going on. People have died because of this administration. American citizens have died. Brutally. Raped. Cattle prodded. Tortured. Yeah, that's right. That's what happened to the ambassador. Media doesn't cover that. That's funny how they don't cover that. It's funny how how they have vast amount of discretion on what they cover in the news. You would think that a reporter, well, would report the facts, all of the facts, not just the facts that they want to report. This is why I have no respect for the media. And I lost respect for the media when I was 6 years old. I remember the day explicitly. Crap like this is why. And the media has done absolutely nothing in the 40-plus years to bring me back. Well, you want respect for me, media. You're going to have to earn it. I don't care who you are. Law enforcement, government, even my neighbor. I don't care. You want respect, you got to earn it. And it's okay. You can earn it. And it doesn't take much to earn respect. It doesn't take very much at all. And it doesn't hurt. You don't break any bones. You don't bleed. No pus oozes out of your pores. And you feel good about it. You feel good about giving somebody some just natural common respect, and they give it back to you. It's a beautiful thing. Government, you ought to try it once in a while. It works. Law enforcement, you need to try it once in a while, too. So subject Eric Holder maintained Tuesday that he has a vast amount of discretion in how the Justice Department prosecutes federal law. Must be nice. I mean, the president can rewrite the Constitution. He can rewrite any law that he wants. The attorney general, well, he can prosecute any law, even laws that don't even exist. He can prosecute people like he's doing with the IRS. He's in connection with the IRS. Don't think for one second that the IRS did not consult Eric Holder on how to target the Tea Party. Don't even think about it. Because that's exactly what happened. And if you're that naive to believe that the IRS did not have direct consultation with the White House and the Attorney General on how to target the Tea Party, you need to stay out of the conversation. You're not qualified to be in a conversation of any kind. You're qualified to shut up and listen. Holder's remarks during testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. He got grilled yesterday by a bunch of people. None of this is going to happen. Again, these cockamamie hearings and subcommittees, okay, they make great sound bites, but they don't have any action that follows. There's no outcome. Sound bites. That's it. Sound bites. Well, sound bites do a lot, don't they? Well, they make for an interesting radio program, make for interesting television. But where's the goddamn results? We got an attorney general in contempt. Well, where is that contempt? It's stuck in the courts. It ain't going anywhere. So what happens if you or I get in contempt? Do you think that contempt charge is just going to stay in the courts, collecting dust? They're not going to do anything? Hell no! Them bastards are going to throw me right square in the can, right in the brig. They're going to let me out? No. They're going to let you out? No. 10 times and then spend a week in jail, and when you get out, the president gives you a grant? A grant? Look, you go to jail for voting fraud? I'm sorry. She was in there actually for what, a few months or something? Whatever. It doesn't matter. That's a prison sentence. That means you go there for years. That's at least 5 years as far as I'm concerned. And at that point, you should never be allowed to accept anything from the government. No money whatsoever from the government. You lost your opportunity with that. You shouldn't get any grants. You shouldn't get welfare. You should get nothing. And you should never, ever be allowed to vote again. And if you do vote again, you go to jail for at least 10 to 20 years. I mean, that's my opinion. Voting fraud is too, I mean, voting is precious. It's too precious just to just let it go. So they voted 6 times, 10 times. Big whoop. The right guy won. As long as the Democrats win, what difference does it make? But if she'd have voted Republican 6 times, do you really think she would have been out of prison and then get a grant from the government? You really think that? Just think if anybody voted for George Bush 6 times. You think they'd get out of jail in just a few weeks? And then when they did, have the president give her a grant You think that would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would happen. Yeah, wouldn't it? How about white people standing in front of polling booths with sticks, blocking black people from coming in? Yeah, we did that a long time ago. Those days are over. It wasn't right then, and it's not right today of any color doing it to anybody. It doesn't matter what your stupid color is. You're a human being, and when you do something bad, you must be punished. Your color is irrelevant. It's your actions. Your actions that is relevant. My God, we're in the 21st century, America. Jesus Christ, wake up. Holder's remarks came from his testimony yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee. Came in response to a GOP exec accusations that he was flouting the law with his department's positions of marijuana legalization, criminal sentencing, contentious provision of the president's signature health care law. So he was getting it from every angle. Even gay marriage, I think, came up at one point. Leading the questioning was House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte. He's a Republican from Virginia who asked Mr. Holder, or subject Holder, I should say, whether he believed there were any limits to the administration's prosecutorial discretion. Now, this is Eric Holder. This is what he says. There was a vast amount of discretion that a president has. No, there isn't. And more specifically, that an attorney general has. No, there isn't. You have to follow the same law that I have to follow. We all have to follow the same law. If I have to follow it, why can't they follow it? Oh, that's right. They won an election. They got a pen and a phone. And see, and then if you're appointed by somebody who won an election, well, that you're just as special as them. You got the same kind of rights. You can pretty much do whatever you want to. And the higher appointed you are, well, that means more power that you have. You're the bigger tyrant. Obama's a king tyrant, and everybody else under him, boop, 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 they got their own little tyrant status. Didn't Hitler do that, Mr. O'Reilly? Didn't he have, you know, lawyers and propaganda ministers and different people like that working to attack the citizens? They didn't do that? Changing the law as they saw fit? Prosecuting who they decided to prosecute? Targeting those citizens that dared to talk about the Nazis? They didn't do that? Really, Mr. O'Reilly, that didn't happen? I thought you were a history teacher. What history did you teach? Maybe there's a reason why you're no longer a teacher? Think so. I think so. Well, this is exactly what's happening. What happened in the 30s in Germany is happening right now. Okay, our agencies aren't wearing brown shirts. They don't have lightning bolts on their collars, but it's still the same goddamn thing. When you have government agencies targeting citizens because they dare to talk about the government doing illegal things, and they're trying to get the government to follow the Constitution, which is the law of the land, that, Mr. Obama, is settled. Not climate change. The Constitution is settled. But you can't demand you cannot demand the government to follow settled law. And if you do, you must be persecuted. You must be targeted. You are a threat. You are a threat to society because you demand your government to follow the Constitution. Imagine that. You demand your government leave you alone and allow you to decide your life, your fate. Make your decisions. Your thoughts, your feelings. Well, you must be persecuted for that. You are a detriment to society. You must be removed from that society. You are a threat. Meanwhile, how many arrests have ever been in a Tea Party? And how many Tea Parties have there been in the United States? Ooh, God, I mean, too many to count. Not one arrest at one Tea Party in 5 years. Not one, not one, not one. In the very short time they had that stupid Occupy Wall Street crap, which had, I still don't understand what the hell the point of that was. These people are walking around with their little smartphones and iPhones and iPads, and they're bitching about Wall Street, corporations. The clothes that they wore came from corporations. Everything about them came from corporations. Their cars that they drove there came from corporations. These are hypocrites. This is the ignorance that we have in this country. And this is what I'm talking about, liberals. They only see what's on the surface, flat refusing to look underneath. Just because it looks good doesn't mean that it is good. Just because it smells good doesn't mean that it is good. Just because it feels good doesn't mean that it is good. But see, to a liberal, hey, if it looks good and it sounds good, hey, fine, it's good. And anybody who argues, you're a hater. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a misogynist. You hate, hate, hate. I don't know how anybody could legitimately be a liberal. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't compute into my head. I know I don't have the biggest brain on planet Earth, but I'm far from having the smallest brain. I can't figure this stuff out. I really don't want to figure it out. But I would like to be able to understand these people a little more. Maybe we'd be able to have a conversation. Maybe we can persuade them over to reality. I know, again, that's on the captain's wish list, and he'll probably never get it, but at least it's worth a shot. If you don't take a shot, well, you know, if you don't take a chance, nothing ever is going to happen. Sometimes you just got to shoot for the moon. You don't make it, you don't make it. At least you took the shot. Sometimes that's all that counts. You got to work for it every day. I know it sucks. You got to put down the bag of Cheetos and get off the couch and turn off that stupid television. Kim Kardashian will be back on again. Don't worry about it. You can take some time. Now, I got to miss the car race coming up here one of these Sundays if she's still being held captive, that Justina Pelletier. So if I can miss the car race on Sunday, you can miss the Kim Kardashian show. Get your ass down there. All right, where the hell were we now? How did we get off onto this? See, this is what happens with these liberals. You start talking about them and boom! Aggression, he continues, subject, holder. But that discretion has to be used in an appropriate way. Oh, don't you just love these words? Oh, it's got to be used appropriate. Whoa. Appropriate. That's a little subjective, don't you think? What is appropriate? Huh? Targeting the Tea Party? Because they might exploit you for criminal activity? Is that what you mean by appropriate? I mean, I'm just guessing here. I don't know. But that discretion has to be used in an appropriate way so that you're acting consistent with the aims of the statute. Oh. Mm. But at the same time, making sure that you are acting in a way that is consistent with our values. I mean, it starts to get funny. Consistent with the Constitution and protecting the American people. Can you believe the effrontery of this man to say that? How about protecting the American people in Benghazi? What did you do there? Huh? Took 2 weeks to send anybody. Not once, but twice. You gave a stand-down order. Targeting the Tea Party. Is that protecting the American people? Is that consistent with the Constitution? Let me find out. Let's read it again. The right of the people peacefully to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. Says it right there. It's black and white. I didn't make this up. I didn't write this. Right there it is. I'm reading it. I'm not lying to you guys. It's right there. All right, now I lost my place here. God damn it. Where the hell we go? Here we are. Here we are. This is what happens when I get all exercise. This poor constitution of mine. I mean, I got it on my desk all the time. It never is in a file. And when it was in my filing cabinet, it was always right on top. It was never in a file. It was always ready, ready to go. I've got a pocket one right here. I've got constitutions all over the place. But I hold this up, and I start smacking it and waving it. I do get animated. I'm a very animated guy. I can't change me. I didn't invent me. I just know how I am. And I'm not about to change. If somebody doesn't like me, you don't have to listen to me. I don't give a damn. Maybe I don't like you. I don't know. But we have to start accepting people for who they are. That's my point. That's all I want to do. I want to follow the Constitution. That's what I want to do. I want to go back to following this document because this document protects me from tyrants like Obama and Holder and everybody else in that damn administration. Now we got governors and we got state reps. We even got citizens who think they're little tyrants. Police. You know how I feel about the police. It's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force that I have a problem with. But, I mean, for this guy to come out and say that we have to be consistent with the Constitution and protecting the American people, consistent in a way with our values? Mr. Holder, our subject Holder, our values are that we protest our government against the grievances that we have with the government. That's part of our democracy. That's part of our republic. That's part of who we are. That's why we became the United States of America, because we stood up and we protested our government, because they were tyrants. And for you to come out here and say this is absolutely disgusting, Subject Holder, you make me sick. And what have you done consistent with the aims of the statute? What has the president done? You got a law. Here it is, his signature law. Here it is. Congress made the dates, boom, boom, boom. It's supposed to happen this day, this day, this day, this day, this day. But because the president can't seem to figure out how to implement the son of a bitch, he gets out his magic pen and just starts changing it. Eric Holder, oh, yeah, he can do that. Oh, yeah, I stand by that. Yeah, I'm the attorney general. So if I say that he's within the law, then he's within the law. I've got that right. I've got vast amounts of discretion. No, you don't have any vast amounts of discretion. The only discretion you have is what it says in the law, and you have to follow it too, there, Subject Holder. And why do we allow these people to get away with it? And I'm sorry, Congress, Mr. Boehner, what have you done as Speaker of the House? We've got well over $3 trillion in debt under your tenure. I know we've got a few people that want to do something to stop this government from its overreach. But again, Mr. Gowdy, you know I love you. You're one of the good guys. You are a good guy. So far, you haven't stabbed me in the back, but this whole court thing, you got to put that an end. We've got to impeach. I'm sorry, I'm not afraid to say the I word. Impeach, 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 impeach! What we did with Clinton with that impeachment, that was a waste of time, as far as I'm concerned. There were other things that we could have impeached him on. But this is different. People's lives are at stake. People's livelihoods are at stake. This is much different. Our way of life is at stake. Our quality of life is at stake. Our rights, our liberties, our freedom, period. Our thoughts, our feelings, our words, everything is at stake. What Bill of Rights do we have anymore? I mean, we can't speak. We can't believe in God. You're a freak if you do. You can't believe in this. You can't protest the government because the government's always right and you're not. You can't tell a cop that he's done something wrong, otherwise he's going to shoot you. I mean, what rights do we have anymore? Huh? We have the right to bend over? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Oh, please. I can't wait. Give me another one, please. Oh, I love it. I mean, my Lord. Holder said that the Justice Department must defend federal laws on the books unless it concludes that there is no basis to defend the statute. Now, how the hell is that? You've got to defend the federal laws unless it concludes that there is no basis to defend the statute. I mean, what? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. And we're supposed to believe this. I mean, do these people really think that we are that stupid that we don't buy this? I know politicians don't buy it. I mean, I know the politicians buy it. I mean, they're protecting themselves. They're not protecting you. That's why they'll come out and they'll act big and tough, but they won't really do anything. John Boehner won't do anything. If we had a legitimate Speaker of the House right now, I mean a legitimate, a real Speaker of the House that actually understood the Constitution and the purpose for it, who actually understood the American people, what they're going through, what they're feeling, what they're saying. Are you paying attention to anybody, Mr. Boehner? Are you listening to anybody? Because if you were, if we had a legitimate Speaker of the House, a real one, that understood constitutional law, understood America, this president would have been impeached a long time ago. The Attorney General should have been impeached in 2009 or 2010 when Fast and Furious first came out. Actually, the president should have been impeached for that stimulus package that he did. He literally stole, what was it, $800 billion, almost $1 trillion of your money and gave it to his friends. Imagine that. Imagine if you took $800 billion and gave it to your friends. You took that money out of the Treasury, say Fort Knox. You robbed Fort Knox and gave all the money out to your friends. You think you'd go to jail? I think you would. Pretty sure you would. I know I would. I know they'd throw me in the can. They'd lock away that freaking, take away the key and melt it down. I'd never get out of that cage. But if you win an election, you can do it because you got a pen and you got a phone. And you have discretion. You can decide because you're a king. You can decide what laws you will follow and what laws you won't. And if you need to change the law, you don't need to go through procedures and go through Congress. Oh, come on, Congress. Come on. Those are just formalities, Congress. Those are just people that show up and they give a speech and, you know, people make sound bites out of them. And, you know, Saturday Night Live makes skits out of them. I mean, they're just there for entertainment purposes. They're not there to really do a job. The king, he's just got to take out his pen and write whatever he wants to. Takes about, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes, writes a bunch of laws, and goes out to the golf course for the rest of the friggin' day. Continuing on, Holder also faced questions from Republicans on the legality of the administration's decision to delay the employer mandate in the Affordable Care Act. Well, we've already covered this. We know the president can do what he wants. His law, he never read it, but he's able to change it. Now, how do you do that? How do you change a law that you never read? Well, I guess you got to become a king in order to know that answer. In a back and forth with subject Holder, Steve Chabot, I guess is how you pronounce his name, Chabot, he's from Ohio, Boehner's home state, argued that because of an implementation date had been written specifically into the legislation, the executive branch had no authority to delay it. Well, he's right, but because he's a king, Obama's a king, again, we all know he can do whatever he wants to. We don't follow constitutions anymore, Mr. Chabot. I don't know. If you were a member of Congress, just imagine you were a member of Congress. And you know your job is to make policy, make legislation. But if that job was taken out of your hands and given to the president, or the president took it out of your hands and gave it to himself, that's the reality. How would you feel? Think about that for a moment. Whatever job that you do, job that you like, Just think if that job was taken out of your hands and you're not allowed to do your job. And if you do, you'll be persecuted. Well, it might be all right for a while, you know, and you can sit around the office, drink coffee, read the newspaper. But don't you think you'd feel a little cheated? Like when somebody steals something from you, I've gotten my bicycle stolen a number of times. I think I've lost 4 bikes, people stealing them out here in New York. Feeling of having your property stolen. Don't you hate that empty feeling? Don't you hate that feeling? Well, that's what's going on in Congress right now. Why these members of Congress aren't as upset, even the Democrats. Why Democrats aren't upset? This king has taken away their job. All right, who said this? This is Mr. Shabbat now. This is him. This is him talking. When Congress puts effective dates in laws, do we need to further state now that the effective date cannot be waived or modified by the executive branch, or is the president required to follow the law and also follow the dates set by Congress? Well, subject holder then, smarted off. The president has the duty, obviously, to follow the law, but that it would depend on the statute and statutory interpretation of the law. Now that right there says a lot about this man. It says a lot about the Democrats. This is how they feel. They think if they like something and it benefits them, they have the right to change the law. As long as it hurts the other side and benefits them, then it's good. Then it's good policy. Well, let me tell you something about interpretations. Interpretations are nothing more than what people do to justify what they don't understand or to protect themselves from being exploited in their bad behavior, their criminal behavior. That's an interpretation, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're interpreting the law so they can benefit themselves. Imagine that if you could just take the law and interpret. You can go out and you can rob a bank and have the ability to interpret the law where you can get arrested, but you can't get persecuted because you have the ability to interpret the law in a way where you didn't actually break the law, even though you robbed the bank and took all of its money. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if you could do that? Well, that's exactly what's happening here. They go out and they commit a bunch of crimes. Then they take the law, and then they just interpret it a different way. So what he's asking is now, this Mr. Shabbat, do they have to put in every one of their laws, which he shouldn't be? Look, again, I know. Yeah, common sense. That's all that it takes. You write a law, there's a date in it, you have to follow it. You should not have to say that no one has the ability to waive this. You should not have to say that. The effective date cannot be waived or modified by the executive branch or the judicial branch. Why should we have to put that in a law? Well, because people like Mr. Holder, Subject Obama, they now think that they have the ability to interpret the law in any way that benefits them. Cops can interpret the law. Oh, yeah, he was threatening me, so I had to shoot him. I mean, when does this stuff end? You see, Mr. Gowdy, you see now why we need to go to impeachment instead of screwing around with the courts? You see now, Mr. Gowdy. And you know I love you. I only got one disagreement with you, and this is it. And I'd love to have you on my program and explain yourself, and let's debate this. Let's get this out. I wouldn't harp on you. I wouldn't scream at you. I wouldn't cuss at you. I want to have a real discussion on this. I want to know why this president is not in impeachment hearings. I want to know why we have such a goddamn inept Congress. I want to know that. This Congress is crooked from top to frickin' bottom. And Republicans, no. You're just as crooked. Mr. King on Long Island, don't give me this. You're not crooked, Mr. King. Just shut up. I don't want to listen to you. Every time I see your fat face on television anymore, I got to change the channel. I can't even listen to this man speak anymore. I'm just disgusted with this man. Mr. Issa, I can't listen to you speak anymore either. None of these people. Mr. Boehner, you just shut up. Go back to your tanny booth. Open up another pack of cigarettes. Here's a box of tissues. Have yourself a nice little cry and shut up. Look, we've got to get these people out of Congress. We're the only ones who can do it. They're not going to do it. You think they're going to resign? Oh, I haven't been a good congressman for 20 years now. I've got to resign. You're not going to get those people to do that. They're in too deep, and they're making too much money. And they're making far too much money on this stupid health care bill. And don't think for one second that these Republicans aren't making bucks, big bucks, on this stupid affordable health care that isn't affordable, and there's no health care. Of course they're making money. That's why they come out and they say they're going to fight it, but they know damn good and well they're not going to fight it. They're not going to do anything about it, because if they were, well, the government would still, to this date, either be shut down or Obamacare would be scrapped. But they didn't. They surrendered. I hate that word. Don't you hate that word, surrender? I mean, just the sound of that freaking word. I can't even stand even saying it myself. I just hate that word. Americans don't do that word. That's not what we're about. We don't do that. Never do we do that S word. That's not who we are. And why should we? Why should we? Why should we just give in? Capitulate. All right. Well, I fought, but I guess I wasn't going to win, but, you know, at least I made an effort. No, you didn't make an effort. When you fight until there's nothing left to fight. That's a fight. And you don't give up. Period. Who are you fighting for? Huh? Republicans, who are you fighting for? Who are you really fighting for? Your next election or the American people? So far, I haven't seen any evidence whatsoever that these people are fighting for the American people. I haven't seen it. If it's around somewhere, I'd like to see it. I think it would be great to see it. I don't know if we're going to have time to play this cut today. Well, maybe we will. Let's see, what else is in this stupid story before we get in here? Holder also sought to deflect criticism over remarks he made during a speech to state's attorneys general, which Shabbat interpreted as suggesting they don't need to defend state laws defending marriage as between a man and a woman. I don't really, you know, this whole gay marriage thing, I could really care less about it. I really don't. I mean, what I really see, and I've said this very early on in my show, there's going to be a lot of attorneys studying. There's going to have to be now gay law. They're going to have to rewrite a whole bunch of different gay statutes. There's going to be a lot of attorneys, unemployed attorneys, that are now going to have jobs with gay divorces. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be a mess. And then when they got kids, it's going to be even uglier. I personally don't care. I think this whole marriage thing, I even with a man and a woman, I mean, they've got it so screwed up. Why there needs to be laws with this crap, I don't know. I don't understand it. If you find somebody for whatever reason and you want to live with the rest of your life with them, then just shut the hell up and do it. Shut up and do it. And as far as taxes goes, I mean, I don't like all this fact that, well, because you got kids, you got this deductible. And if you don't have kids, you don't got a deductible. Well, how is that fair? Well, I understand they got kids and kids are expensive. I understand. But you should just simply, I believe in just a very simple tax. You work, they take so much money out of your paycheck, every paycheck that you get by month or by week, and then call it a day, but you're done. You don't have to fill any more papers out every year. What the hell is that about? Just take the money out, use it. Don't abuse it, and call it a day. Leave the American people alone. And if they want to, you want to live with whoever they want to live with, they want to raise a family, they want to do this, want to do, fine, do it. Shut up and just do it. I'm tired of hearing this crap. I just want people just to be whoever the hell they want to be. And if you don't like them, well, you don't have to be around them. You don't have to talk to them. You can find other people that you do like and talk to them. Does. Once you make one law against one person, then you're going to start affecting everybody else. And everybody else is going to say, that's not fair. Well, that's unfair. And that's not fair. Well, you're never going to get anything done. So stop putting restrictions on people. That's the point. Stop taxing people in different ways. Everybody gets taxed a certain way. If you're this way, well, you don't pay any tax. If you're that way, you got to pay 3-4 times as much. I'm just looking for fair tax. And I think it's time to start that argument back up again. I know it's been around for as long as I can remember. But if we're going to be fair, we need to be fair for everybody. 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 Period. Not just one group, not just the other group, but all groups. Everybody. All right, let's play this here real quick. Now, this is Eric Holder yesterday. Do I even have it? I thought we had it. I thought we had it somewhere. Let me see. Where are we going? What are we doing? What are we doing? There we are. Right here in front of me. Couldn't even see it. Good God. Wake up. Get a shot of grog in you, will you? But I listened to this a couple of times yesterday. It's a few minutes long, but it's all right. I listened to it a couple of times. Actually, a few times. Now, I know this is a soundbite, and I know this makes for great radio, blah, 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 but at least it shows that we do actually have responsible people in our government, but they're very few and far between. But you have to listen to this. So if you've never heard the Attorney General speak on this, you didn't hear it on the news, or if you're a liberal and you tuned in here and you have no goddamn clue what the hell your own friggin' name is, well, this is for you. You need to pay attention to this. This is for you, libs. You got to pay attention to this. This is your Attorney General here. So let's go ahead and play this. We'll come back, and we got a couple more stories that I've got to get into before we close the day and turn our ship back into port. So here we are, and we'll be back just
The chair minutes. Thanks the gentlewoman and recognize the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Gohmert, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Holder, back April 27, 2011, at my request, chairman of this committee, Lamar Smith, sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for the documents in the Holy Land Foundation that had been used to prosecute them. And since then, we've had an ongoing back and forth. Most recently, I had a letter June 13th of 2013 asking for the documents, and I was fairly specific to make sure that I got the documents that the Department of Justice handed over to people convicted of supporting terrorism. They're terrorists. We've given them the documents, the Justice Department has, and my information is that they've now been put on disks and sent to Illinois, so we know they're easily provided, just not to members of Congress. But in the response, after 7 months approximately from my letter in June, I'm told, well, there's a link. Here's a link that will have nearly 500 publicly available exhibits that were admitted into evidence, and then was also told to check the public access to court electronic records. Attorney General, I've read in the Fifth Circuit opinion about 9,600 summaries of transcripts of conversations that the Justice Department had that were made available to attorneys for the terrorists. I still do not understand why your department can provide documents to terrorist lawyers and many of them to 4 out of 8 of the terrorists and not provide them to members of Congress. All I'm asking again is could we please get the documents that have been put on disk that of the 9,600 summaries of transcripts and the documents that were produced to the terrorists, and not some link, but documents that you made available or your department made available to the terrorists. I renew my request.
Well, I think what we promised to do is to provide you and your staff with...
Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate, and I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our Attorney General, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to go there, buddy. So, you don't want to go there, okay?
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me. Don't ever think that.
Well, I'm just looking for evidence, and normally we're known by our fruits, and there have been no indications that it was a big deal because your department has still not been forthcoming in producing the documents that were the subject of the contempt. Let me move on. There have been other questions asked about
the documents that we were prepared to make available then, we're prepared to make available now, that would have obviated the whole need. This was all about the gun lobby and a desire to have a...
So we've been trying to get to the bottom of Fast and Furious, where people died, where at least a couple hundred Mexicans died, and we can't get the information to get to the bottom of that. So I don't need lectures from you about contempt.
And I don't need lectures
from
you either.
Because it is very difficult to deal with asking questions. As a former judge, I'd never have asked questions of someone who's been held in contempt. We waited till the contempt was purged, and then we asked questions. But let me ask you, do you think someone who believes marriage is between a man and a woman violates the civil rights of a same-sex couple?
Somebody's personal belief?
Yes.
No.
How about if they have a business and they believe that?
If they have a business? If a business
and
has
if it's a private business and the owners of the private business believe marriage is between a man and a woman, are they violating a same-sex couple's civil rights, in your opinion?
Well, that's obviously a matter that is under consideration by the courts, and we have taken a position on that. I wouldn't want to get into something that is a pending matter.
Well, it is your opinion that matters on whether you tell attorneys general how to act in the states, or how you approach businesses or individuals that have this biblical view that the president had when he was a senator in 2008. So I thought it was rather important. Well, let me ask you.
The time of the gentleman.
All right, we're done. Let it go. I mean, this guy, again, where are those Fast and Furious documents? Why haven't they got them? Where are they? And of course, oh yeah, we promised, and I watched a bunch more of it. I watched a whole bunch of it yesterday. Clips on this and on that. How I did what I did yesterday. I was working on everything yesterday at once. But he says, well, the reason why that we didn't give you those documents, because nobody came up to our staff and asked for them. No, they did ask you for them. You, in the last hearing, you were supposed to give those documents. But over 4 years ago? We still haven't got them. Oh, nobody came up to my staff and asked for them. Well, no, you were supposed to get your staff to go deliver those documents to Congress. Which is another reason why he's still in contempt. This guy's in contempt. I mean, this whole government is in contempt, as far as I'm concerned. They're in contempt of the Constitution. And we need to hold them in contempt, which means when we go to the voting booth in November, we need to vote these bastards out. Period. But where are these documents? And don't you go there, buddy. I mean, what kind of a threat is that? To me, that sounded like a threat. That sounded like a threat. Like, don't you go there, buddy. So what's he going to do, huh? What is the Attorney General going to do to him, huh? Going to prosecute him like you did with the Tea Party? Going to throw him in jail like that filmmaker who dared to make a movie about Muhammad? Is that what's going to happen? What does that mean there, subject holder? What does that mean, don't go there, buddy? I didn't know you guys were friends. Huh? What does that mean, don't go there? Like, don't challenge me. I'm right. You're wrong. I mean, who the hell does this guy think he is? I mean, what the hell is the deal with this government? Everybody's a tyrant. Don't you go there. Let me tell you something, subject holder. Don't you go there. Jesus, God. All right, let's move on. I'm just, I get to the point where I just, whatever. Now we're still on this subject holder again. We can't get rid of the son of a bitch today. He wants this smart gun technology. Did you hear about that? You got to wear a bracelet, a tracking device, so the government knows that you are in possession of a gun, and they've got you. They've got you on GPS. They can find out exactly where you are. They can tell that gun was discharged. And the only person that can use that firearm would be you. So somebody stole it. They don't have the, even if they stole the bracelet, it wouldn't work. Is this the kind of country we want to live in? Huh? I don't. And I won't. And I'm going to continue to fight, even if I have to be the only one. I'll take them all on. I know I'm going to get my ass kicked, but look, it's the principle. It's the principle. I'm a principle guy. I believe in principles. If it's right, it's right. And if it's right, it's worth fighting for every day. That's what I believe. If it's right, it's worth fighting for. We shouldn't have to fight for it, but we have to fight for it. If we don't fight for it, we're going to lose it. Just like what we did. We fell asleep after Reagan. We woke up with Obama, and boom, freedom. Where the hell did it go? I'm looking in my drawers here. I'm looking in the cabinets. I'm looking in the closet. I'm looking in my pockets. I'm looking under the couch. I can't find it anywhere. I know we had freedom at one point. Didn't we? Or was that just a bad dream? Is that what that was? I just had a bad dream that everybody was free. And then when I woke up, the reality hit me that we're not. I mean, is that what it was? Well, we are free. And we must remain free. How could a government, I mean, a country like the United States of America cannot function. Its sovereignty, its solvency cannot stand, cannot hold water if we do not have freedom. Our sovereignty is predicated on freedom. Our way of life is predicated on freedom. Everything about us is predicated on freedom. But we're losing it because the government wants the freedom. And the only way the government can be free is if they tyrannize their subjects. They can't have a gun to defend themselves. They don't have the right to tell a cop that they're doing something wrong and something bad. They don't have the right to tell the government that they're doing something wrong and something bad. It's not up to the citizens to decide. It's up to the government. They're the only ones who can make any decisions. Well, then what's the point of living? What's the point of living if you can't make up your own, make your own decisions? You can't decide things on your own. You can't have your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own words, your own beliefs. What you eat, what you drink, what you buy, what you sell. You don't have those rights anymore. But yet we're still free. Really? Where? Again, where is it? I'm looking everywhere. I tore my house apart yesterday looking for freedom. I swear to God. I mean, it's a disaster area in here. Everything was nice and neatly put away, and then I was looking for that freedom. I couldn't find it. Every goddamn dish is out of the cabinet. My closet. I mean, my God. I lost my cat. She's buried under all this stuff. I can't find my cat. I don't know where the hell she's at. I still haven't found my freedom. I was looking in my guitar case. I thought, well, I looked in my shoes. I look everywhere, even in the oven, refrigerator. I looked everywhere. I don't know where the hell it is. I want to bring it back, though. I kind of like that country, America. Remember her? Beautiful woman, by the way. I mean, knockout, gorgeous woman. I mean, the prettiest woman you've ever met in your life. I don't know where the hell she's at. I hope someday we can find her again. I miss her bad. I miss her terribly. My heart is broken. I can't find my love. The love of my life. I can't find her anywhere. And I want her back. I mean, we need a special Amber Alert. So now Mr. Holder wants to explore what he calls common sense gun reforms. I mean, this guy has the audacity to even mention the word common sense. I mean, what the hell? Common sense? Mr. Holder, you don't understand common sense. Mandating tracking bracelets for gun owners. Imagine that. You got to have a tracking device. Well, what I'd like to know is when you get these firearms now and you have to have a tracking device bracelet, who do you register with? Dianne Feinstein? Is she going to be in charge of that? Huh? You got to register with the ATF? And you know those bracelets aren't going to come cheap. Price of guns are going to go up. These bracelets are going to, the price of that is going to be through the roof. And then these people wonder, why the black market is growing more and more every day. Well, it's because of crap like this. When you took away drinking in the early teens, early 20th century, what happened? Every city across America sprouted up with these underground clubs where they made homemade booze. That bootlegging, something away from somebody that's had it forever. Well, they're not going to just let you take it away from them. They're going to continue to find a way to get it. And if it means black market, they're going to go to the black market. Criminals don't buy guns at gun shops. Criminals buy guns through the black market. Hello? I mean, if you really want to take the bad guns off the streets, go to the black market. But they don't want to do that. They want to take away the gun from you. See, criminals have rights. Somebody can break into your home, rape your wife, shoot you a couple of times, but if you find a way to grab your gun, you're not dead yet, and you kill that perpetrator, you go to jail. Yeah, that's true. Somebody breaks into your home and you shoot them, you go to jail. It's your fault. How is it my fault? The son of a bitch broke into my home. I'm going to protect my home. You have the right to protect your home, your family, yourself. That is an inalienable right. You cannot take that right away. But our government seems to think that they can. And law enforcement, they've got to arrest you because you killed somebody. Because they broke into your home and raped your wife and shot you, but you didn't die. So you managed to find your gun and you shoot and kill them. And you've got to go to jail for defending yourself. Imagine that. And these people talk about war. What was that, Schumer yesterday? Oh, the forefathers never would have thought that this was freedom of speech. The forefathers, Mr. Schumer, would not have thought very highly of Democrats, period. What you people have been doing to the American people? No. You would be labeled a Tory. You know what that is? Look it up. All right. Let's move on here. I've got to cover this story here. You knew that story that we talked about yesterday, that rancher. I've only got a few minutes here, so if I don't finish the story today, we'll finish it tomorrow. Matter of fact, this story is going to take too much time. I really can't get into this. I can't really do the job, give this story its due diligence. So we'll cover that tomorrow. So let's cover this one here. And this is an important story that happened. I'm sure you're going to hear about it on the news, but I'm going to give my take on it. But I need to give it its proper time. I can't just talk about it just a little bit and brush it off. No, this takes time. This stuff is important. All this stuff is important. So let's cover this. Our crybaby Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner. There's a Taco Bell event And Taco Bell actually does. They give a lot of money to a lot of things. Okay, fine. They're doing a good job. And they give a lot of money. It's called Taco Bell Foundation for Teens. And they gave a lot of money to, over the years, for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, which there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Those are good clubs. But John Boehner gets up there. He made a cameo appearance. They gave them $30 million to help teens graduate high school. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Hope, you know, a lot of times these charities, and I was in the Navy and I found this stuff out, and I stopped giving to charities in the Navy. They would ask you every year you'd sign on, you'd give like a buck every paycheck or $5 every paycheck. They would take it out of your account, you'd give to charity. There are several charities, and you can give to as many charities as you want. You got a whole list. Well, I started doing some investigation, and I found out a lot of these charities are not charities. Very little of these charities actually go to the actual charity. It goes into the hands of the people running the charities. Well, they're not really running anything. They're running a scam is what they're doing. Maybe, you're lucky, 10%. And what was that? I don't think it was the Red Cross. It was somebody. I don't think it was the Red Cross. I can't remember what it was. Even the Red Cross, I think, is a little crooked too. Don't quote me on that. Don't. But a lot of these charities, you got to be very careful when you give money to charities, because a lot of them, they don't go to the charity. Maybe 5-10%. It all goes into the hands of into the pockets of these people. Well, that's not the purpose of a charity, to make millions of dollars. That defeats the purpose. That money is supposed to go to the people who need it, to help them out. So when I do give to charity, I do a lot of research on it, because I don't want my money going to somebody's new boat. Why should this son of a bitch get a new boat for me? Meanwhile, these people are starving down over here where the money is supposed to go to them, but they got a new boat. Well, as long as they're happy. That's okay. And then they can get on TV and tell, oh, yeah, I do all this charity work, and I'm so wonderful and great. Oh, I help so many people. No, you don't. You help yourself, and that's it. But in this particular case, Mrs. Boehner is what we call him, or her. Oh, some of you know how I am about these things, and he starts to cry, and blah, blah, blah. We need to do a better job at educating more American kids. Wee! Wee! Shut up! Grow a set of testicles, for Christ's sakes, Mrs. Boehner. Look, I understand. You're an emotional guy. So am I. So am I. So is a lot of people. Most people are emotional. We're humans. I'm not hacking on this charity event. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of Taco Bell. Good for Taco Bell. They're giving money. Good for Taco Bell. I'm just hacking on our Speaker of the House, who's got to cry all the time. We don't need crybabies in our government. We need men up there that's got a set of testicles and are not afraid to whip them out and slap somebody across the face with them. That's what we need. But we don't have it. Now, here's something else that I don't know why they put this in here, but why this is in the story, I don't know. What this has to do with the story, I don't know. But, well, let me cover this part first. John Boehner, he stood alongside this Destiny's Child singer. I guess her name is Kelly Rowland. I don't know. Whatever. I know the group. They're not real. I don't get into that. No. Evidently, this Kelly Rowland is a longtime advocate for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Okay, fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But here she is. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, he's so sweet and fat. Oh, these people are dealing with so much on a regular day-to-day schedule. Oh, complimenting them on carving out this space in their little heart. Oh, you've got to respect those people who are in politics. Unfrickin' quote. No, you do not have to respect these people in politics. Because these people in politics are not respecting the people that they say they're respecting. They're respecting themselves. This is what I can't stand about ignorant people. They just don't know. They just don't get it. I don't know what it's like to be that naive. I just don't know how to get to that level. I don't know. So when I read crap like this, it blows my friggin' mind. But Lee Mitchell, a Taco Bell franchise and vice chairman of the Taco Bell Foundation for Teens, said that we're concerned about a lot of issues that are associated with small business because Taco Bell is made up of franchises. They're small business people, which means they're about to get screwed really big. Mitchell said that the group was talking to both Republicans and Democrats. But FranMax, I don't know what that is, Associated Political Group, and Taco Pack, these are real packs, that are decidedly for Republicans. In the 2014 cycle so far, Taco Pack has contributed $71,000 to campaigns of 48 Republicans, but only $6,000 to two Democrats. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want you to watch and pay attention very closely. Guaranteed, this Taco Pack, we're going to hear about it. All these people can see the Democrats aren't getting any money. And when they don't get money, that's when they start screaming. The Koch brothers aren't giving them any money. They start screaming, I'm blaming Koch brothers. Koch brothers, Koch brothers, Koch brothers. Nobody gives a damn about the Koch brothers. So watch and see just if these organizations are now going to be targeted in some way. If there's not going to be attack ads. There's not going to be some Chuck Schumer giving a statement. Harry Reid's going to get on the Senate floor and talk about Taco Pack. Because they don't give them any money. They only give the Republicans money. Just watch and see if this stuff isn't going to happen. I think it is. Anyway, Vito, my good friend, Mamma Mia No Sharia. We got Iggy Mom, who's in the chat room today. I know there's a bunch of people out there that listen on the phones that don't get the chat room. So I want to thank you for listening today. That's about all we've got. I've only got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to run out of time. I just heard the thing into my ear. I got 90 seconds. And if I don't shut up, well, we're going to run out of time. So I want to thank everybody for listening today, all the people that are on your smartphones and all the people that are going to archive this. And Justina, you hang in there, girl. We're going to get you home somehow, some way. We're going to bring you home. Hang in there. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.